Just a quick heads up that I am currently on maternity leave, which means that the Fertility Co podcast is taking a break. But please don't panic because I am already working on some exciting things behind the scenes. And when I come back, I'm really looking forward to sharing with you a brand new, completely free mini course all about ovulation and finding your fertile window. In the meantime, there are still heaps of ways that you can continue to learn about your fertility and your menstrual cycle while I take a break. If you're just getting started with charting your cycle, you can check out my free fertility roadmap. If you want to dive deeper and learn exactly when you're ovulating, then you can watch my Fix Your Fertility Masterclass. There is, of course, also my Conceive with Confidence workshop series and, of course, my flagship online program, Fertility School. If you want individualized support from a trained fertility educator, that's me, then you can book in to my waitlist for a one-on-one consult, and I would love to work with you to achieve your fertility goals in 2024. Spots are strictly limited though, and links to all of those resources are in the show notes. In this episode, we're talking about basal body temperature and whether tracking it every day is useful or useless. I'm Rachel, and I am obsessed with all things periods, pregnancy, pelvic floor, and helping women just like you to navigate all of life's major milestones. I'm a physiotherapist, a natural fertility educator, and my passion is teaching women how to take control of their health. Fertility, pregnancy, nutrition, and menstrual cycle health, we'll dive deep into all of it right here. All those questions you've been secretly Googling, all those things you're too embarrassed to ask your doctor because, well, we're women. Shouldn't we just know this stuff? So get comfy and get ready to finally have all of your questions answered. Hit subscribe now and let me teach you what they never taught us in health class. Want to say goodbye to hormonal contraceptives and their weird and unpleasant side effects? Want to improve your chances of conceiving quickly and naturally? Sounds like you need my fertility roadmap, my simple three-step system for understanding your body's natural fertile signs and pinpointing ovulation day so that you can use this knowledge to achieve or avoid pregnancy. To grab your free copy, head on over to fertilityco.com.au/roadmap. Hi, and welcome to episode 40 of the Fertility Co podcast. I'm your host, Rachel, and today we are talking about basal body temperature. Let me start by asking you a question. Does this sound familiar? You're slowly building your confidence with tracking your cycle every day and every month. You feel like you finally made sense of your cervical mucus patterns, and it's time to start tracking your daily body temperature too. But your daily temperatures make absolutely no sense. High one day, low the next, completely all over the place, and not even close to matching up with your mucus patterns. You're more confused than ever and wondering if maybe you've just had it wrong all along. In this episode, I'm talking you through how to make sense of your basal body temperature, why it's totally normal to have some wonky readings with every cycle, and most important of all, I'm giving you permission to stop tracking it if it's causing headaches. Because sometimes your basal body temperature can be more useless than useful. Now, this is something that I wanted to cover in detail because judging from the many DMs that I receive about it with your charting questions, basal body temperature in particular seems to be causing more confusion than anything else. So before we even begin to dive into this episode, let me make one thing really clear. You absolutely do not need to be tracking your basal body temperature every day in order to chart your cycle effectively for either conception or for natural birth control. Cervical mucus is always number one. This is what you go by. And I think this is a huge part of the confusion because when your mucus and your temperature are telling you different things, you just don't know which one you should be going by. Now, of course, if you're brand new to charting and you have no clue what I'm even talking about when I say basal body temperature, that's okay. So by clicking on the link in this episode's show notes or heading straight to fertilityco.com.au/40, you can not only grab your free fertility roadmap, which will help you to get started with charting, and I've even thrown in a basic cycle tracking chart for you to use there too. If you want to dive a little deeper, you can also save your spot for my free fertility masterclass, where I will walk you through how to know exactly when you're fertile and take you through the biggest mistakes that most women make when they're getting started with charting. So let's break this down. In this episode, we're going to cover what basal body temperature actually is and why we track it throughout your menstrual cycle. And most importantly, you'll learn what it can actually tell you about your fertility. So you'll learn how your basal body temperature can change during your cycle, or why it changes during your cycle, and why we're more likely to get one or two wonky temperatures, and why this is totally normal. Finally, we will cover how you can use your body temperature to confirm when ovulation has occurred, which is what it's all about, right? So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is basal body temperature? So often it's called BBT, and it's the body's resting temperature after at least 4 to 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep. So it's assessed by taking your body temperature orally first thing in the morning after waking up and before any physical activity. So the most accurate readings are given before we start moving around for the day. So you want to be taking your temperature as soon as you wake up, still lying in bed. So not only is this before you get out of bed to pee, before you get up to put the kettle on, this is before you really move at all. It's before you roll over to snuggle with your partner, before you reach over and grab your phone and start playing. As soon as you wake up and go into that half awake, half dreaming state where you know you're awake but not quite yet ready to open your eyes, you take your thermometer that you had on your bedside table the night before because you're organized, and you pop it in your mouth for a couple of minutes. When it beeps, you take it out of your mouth, you check your temperature, and you add it to your chart for the day. So what I like to do is take it straight out and pop it back on my bedside table without even looking at it. And then when I'm actually getting out of bed, I'm awake, I'm conscious, then I turn the thermometer back on and I look at the last recorded temperature. And that way I actually remember the numbers on the screen and I can write them down in my chart then and there. So when is basal body temperature really useful? So we chart our temperature to confirm ovulation after it's happened. So if charting is still really new to you and you're already feeling a little bit overwhelmed by it all, start with tracking your mucus patterns only. And once you're confident with that, add the basal body temperature in, but only if you want to and you feel that it's necessary. So charting your body temperature can be combined with charting your mucus if you want that extra sign of ovulation and fertility and where you're at in your menstrual cycle. So if you can clearly identify fertile mucus and you're really confident in tracking the changes throughout your cycle, you feel like you're really clear on when your fertile window is, then you probably don't need to track your temperature. But if you want the backup, if you want that second source of information, or if you're not seeing really clear changes in your mucus patterns throughout your cycle, maybe you've got mucus every day, maybe you can't see much at all, this is when temperature can be really handy. So temperature also has that added benefit of observing a really clear shift in temperature upwards that helps you to confirm ovulation rather than relying on mucus alone. So there are those situations where charting your body temperature can be really handy, like I said, but tracking your mucus is the key. Mucus on its own is absolutely effective, but if you want to track your temperature too, you need to make sure you're tracking your mucus at the same time. So you can't just choose to track your temperature and nothing else, especially when it comes to natural birth control, because it will not end well. So what does basal body temperature actually tell us about ovulation? So our temperature is used retrospectively to determine the timing of ovulation because our temperature rises by about 0.2 to 0.5 degrees and it stays high until your next period. So if you're charting your cycle day by day and you're charting your temperature day by day, you will see an upward shift along the second half of your cycle, which indicates that ovulation has occurred and you're now in your luteal phase in your second half. So ovulation usually occurs the day before we see the temperature shift, but it can be delayed in some women. So with experience, you'll learn when it happens for you based on your mucus peak day, so that last day where you see fertile quality mucus. Temperature will then stay high until your next period. And so the day that your temperature drops again, it's a really good sign that you're likely going to get your period that same day. And it's a really good indicator. It's really good to wake up knowing that your period is going to arrive so that you don't get caught out. Because that's something that I know I really struggled with coming off the pill, not knowing when my period was going to come. And so tracking my temperature and seeing that shift up to indicate ovulation and then that drop again to indicate that my period was coming, That was a game changer for me. So tracking your temperature, like I said, helps you to confirm ovulation. So remember, the last day that you observe that fertile quality, slippery, lubricative egg white mucus, this last day is called your peak day. And this is usually the day that ovulation occurs. So the rise in your temperature, that upward shift, is going to happen after ovulation. So for both temperature and mucus, there's no way of predicting when this is going to happen unless we're observing the changes in our mucus in the lead up and we see it becoming closer and closer to that slippery, fertile mucus. We can only look back the day after ovulation to confirm for sure that it's happened, after we've seen the temperature jump and after we've seen our mucus shift back to the dry, stickier pattern. So, how do we use temperature to confirm ovulation? We confirm it when we have three consecutive temperatures that are higher than the previous six. So the last six temperatures in the first phase of your cycle before you ovulate are going to be lower than the three temperatures after ovulation, after you've had that jump. So let me repeat that again. Three consecutive temperatures are higher than the previous six. Ultimately, this means that we can't really truly confirm ovulation until at least 3 days after it has happened. And for some women, this basal body temperature spike can be delayed by a day or two. And that's all about our hormones. So what is it about ovulation that triggers these changes in mucus and temperature? So progesterone is the cause of that upward shift in the basal body temperature after ovulation. So when one of the ovaries has released an egg, ovulation, the follicle from which it was released becomes the corpus luteum, and this corpus luteum begins to produce progesterone. So progesterone produces heat. Think of a bun in the oven. So as your progesterone levels rise after ovulation, so too does your basal body temperature. So your temperature reflects your progesterone levels throughout your menstrual cycle, and that sudden drop in temperature as your period is about to arrive is due to the sudden drop in progesterone at the end of your menstrual cycle. So the upward shift in your temperature from ovulation and throughout that second half of your cycle is detectable if you track it daily. But like I said, sometimes there can be some wonky temperatures in there which can cause confusion. So this brings me to when basal body temperature can be confusing and potentially useless. So this happens when it just leaves you feeling confused and overwhelmed with no idea what you're actually observing, which is why it's definitely not for everyone. Like I said, especially if you're learning, start with tracking your mucus patterns and really get the hang of how that changes throughout your menstrual cycle. Then when you're feeling more confident, add in basal body temperature. You don't have to do it all at once. It can be so confusing, especially when you're trying to conceive, because we have that tendency to overanalyze things, especially during this time. So the best advice that I can give you is not to try to analyze your temperature every single day. So sometimes our temperature for the day can be off. Maybe we didn't sleep well. Maybe we were hot and bothered. Maybe we slept in for an extra hour or two. So on most of my charts, I'd see one or two really wonky temperatures that are either unexpectedly high or low and don't really make a lot of sense in the context of my complete chart. This is totally normal, and it's the reason why you can't just rely on temperature alone to tell you if you're fertile. What you want to look at with temperature is the overall pattern throughout our cycle. Because the day after ovulation, our temperature rises and it stays high until our next period. So that's why we need to look at those 3 days being higher than the six consecutive days, because it's a pattern overall. So we'll talk more about this soon, but take it every morning. Take your temperature every morning, add it to your chart. Don't just sit there poring over the numbers trying to make sense of what today's temperature means. This is easily the most common thing that pops up in my DMs. Women send me pictures of their chart saying, is today's temperature meaning that they've ovulated or are they pregnant? Honestly, looking at a single day's temperature tells you virtually nothing. It's the overall pattern that we need to be looking at to observe when the temperature has jumped up and to confirm when ovulation has actually happened. And I know that this sounds very confusing and it's hard to talk about this without looking at an actual graph, but this is something that will absolutely get easier the more you do it and the more you get used to tracking your cycle and what your unique chart looks like. So, like I said, the day-to-day isn't super important, but we can use our temperature to retrospectively confirm ovulation. So, understanding the patterns in your temperature can take a few cycles to really understand. So, daily tracking is the best way to get there faster. So, try to be as consistent as possible and take your temperature at around the same time every day. We all have a tendency to wake up at around the same time every day, but don't feel like you have to set an alarm for exactly the same time every day, even on weekends, just to take your temperature. So a good night's sleep is by far more important. And if your weekend temperatures, for example, are taken an hour or two later because you've slept in, just make a note of that on your chart because they might be a little bit higher and that's something to look out for. As I've said though, many times already, sometimes we can get wonky temperatures and there's lots of different causes of this. Lots of different factors can influence your basal body temperature. And some women will find that they are more sensitive to even really minor disruptions than others. So this might be an error in recording. Something just happened that morning where, I don't know, the thermometer wasn't in your mouth far enough. Lots of different things. It could be due to illness and fever. Your sleep could have been interrupted. Alcohol, stress, shift work especially is a big one. Travel, especially across time zones and feeling jet lagged, which affects your sleep, as well as some medications. So all of these things can influence your body temperature. Now, the final thing that I want to talk about is using your basal body temperature to help you to confirm pregnancy and decide when to take a pregnancy test. So I've talked a lot on this podcast in previous episodes about the 2-week wait and the inevitable disappointment that happens when you just take a pregnancy test too early. So tracking your temperature can help you to decide when the timing's right. It's absolutely not foolproof as it will take your pregnancy hormone levels time to actually build up to the right amounts that are detectable in a urine test. But if you know your cycle well, then you can get this timing right. And so the rule here is that if you observe 18 days of elevated temperatures after ovulation, meaning you've reached day 18 of your luteal phase, there's a good chance you might be pregnant. And that's not to say 18 days after day 14, it's 18 days after you have confirmed ovulation on your chart. But I feel like I need to add a little disclaimer in here after personal experience. If you've been trying to conceive for a little while, or if you, like me, have a tendency to overanalyze everything, my recommendation, if you're trying to conceive, is to track your basal body temperature until you've confirmed ovulation, you've seen that temperature shift, then put that thermometer away and don't touch it again until you get another period, if you get another period. Of course, the downside is that you can't watch for the drop to signal when your period's coming, but waiting for a temperature drop, dreading that temperature drop, is a real source of stress. And the month I conceived, I had decided to stop tracking my temperature after ovulation. And mine was a horribly, unusually wonky cycle, thanks to gluten. And I didn't track my temperature over that 2-week wait. And that really actually stopped a lot of stress for me and a lot of overanalysis. So, how did I know when to take a pregnancy test? Well, I still knew when I'd ovulated. So I counted the days of my luteal phase. And rather than tracking my temperature, I tracked the days of my luteal phase. So we know that a typical luteal phase length is about 10 to 17 days. And I ovulated. So then I counted the days ahead. I knew that my typical length was about 12 days. So once I got to about 14 days, 2 days after a typical luteal length for me, I suspected, but somehow by some miracle, I exercised some self-control and I took a test even a few days after that. So I think I did test before 18 days ovulation because my boobs increased by about a cup size in 24 hours and I figured it was probably time to take a test and confirm. But knowing that I was looking ahead to 18 days stopped the overthinking. So that's something that I really want to share with those of you who really struggle with that 2-week wait because I know that it is a slow form of torture. So now, your homework is to decide if you want to start tracking your body temperature daily if you're not already. Remember, you don't have to. Cervical mucus is absolutely enough on its own. But after going through this episode, I hope you hopefully have enough information now to decide whether tracking is right for you. Of course, you can always change your mind later. If you're tracking it and you decide it's all too hard, you can stop. If you decide you'd like to start trying to chart your temperature, if you're keen, then jump on board. But you're going to need a thermometer. So write yourself a note now if you're keen to start tracking. Go into the chemist, grab one in the next couple of days if you can, so that you can get started while you've got it fresh in your head. So there is really no pressure here to incorporate basal body temperature into your daily charting. If it all feels too much, do not worry about it and just focus on your mucus patterns, because ultimately the presence of your fertile quality mucus is your key sign of fertility. So if you want to make a baby, you have sex when you see mucus. And if you want to avoid making a baby, you avoid sex or you use contraception when you see mucus. It is ultimately that simple, and basal body temperature can lead to overcomplicating things, especially when you're first starting out. If you grab a copy of my fertility roadmap and you use the basic cycle tracking chart that I've included in that roadmap, you'll see that there's no mention of basal body temperature on that chart at all. It's literally tracking the days of your cycle, your observations, and your mucus patterns, because that is where you start. I don't want you to do too much too soon. Get overwhelmed with it all, decide it's all too hard, and then stop trying and stop charting. This needs to be a sustainable process for you. So I hope this episode has helped you to work out what's right for you. So let's wrap up now with a recap of some of those key things that you do need to know about your basal body temperature to make this work for you. So it's the body's resting temperature after at least 4 to 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep, and it needs to be taken as soon as you wake up and before you start moving your body. So your basal body temperature will rise the day after ovulation due to progesterone levels, and the last day of low temperatures before that upward shift is likely going to be the day that ovulation took place, but it can be delayed in some women, and that's why we always go off our cervical mucus patterns rather than just temperature. Temperature is a second check. Now, the upward shift of 0.2 to 0.5 degrees is a result of the surge in progesterone that occurs after ovulation. So progesterone is that hormone that wants pregnancy to happen. And the basal body temperature will then remain high until progesterone levels drop just before your next period. And there you have it. So like I said, this is a question that comes up a lot, so I felt like it was definitely time to clear the air about basal body temperature and help to reassure you that it's totally fine if you decide it's not for you. If you want to know more about getting started with charting, don't forget you can grab your free fertility roadmap or join me in my free fertility masterclass all about charting and identifying that fertile window. The link is right there in the show notes, or you can head over to fertilityco.com.au/40 for everything that you need to know. If you learned something new or found today's episode helpful, I would love to hear from you. As always, please send me an Instagram DM. I'm at FertilityCo. Let me know what you want me to talk about in upcoming episodes. As always, this podcast is made for you, and I want to talk about the things that are the most important to you. So please let me know what things you'd like me to talk about in episodes. You can get today's show notes with everything I talked about with today's episode, as well as links to freebies, other related episodes at fertilityco.com.au/40. I will see you in next week's episode, where we are talking about the luteal phase, the part of our menstrual cycle after ovulation, and we're going to touch on why the length of this phase is so damn important. Okay, bye for now, and don't forget that knowledge is power. When you truly understand your body, you are empowered to make informed decisions and take control of your health. Until next time. If you've made it this far, you deserve a huge virtual hug, because you just finished another episode of the Fertility Co podcast. New episodes are released every Wednesday, so make sure you hit subscribe now so you don't miss when the latest goes live. Why not make my day and leave me a quick rating and review while you're over there? If you want more, head on over to Instagram at Fertility Co, slide on into my DMs and say hello, or you can visit fertilityco.com.au/podcast for show notes and access to all of the freebies that I talked about in this episode. Until next time. Let's talk about TempDrop. TempDrop's wearable sensor and accompanying charting app brings the full fertility tracking solution right to your phone. Wear the TempDrop sensor on your upper arm during sleep and then just sync to the charting app whenever it's convenient for you. TempDrop believes that every woman should be empowered and equipped with the knowledge to take control of their body. Sound familiar? That's where TempDrop steps in to provide clear, science-backed technology to help you to better track your cycle. I only recommend products that I use and I love my TempDrop tracker. You can get 10% off your tracker with the code AFFertilityCo or head to fertilityco.com.au/TempDrop for more information.